Hey, you want that to go?
Our news takeouts this morning come from Washington, come from international business, and we explore a truism. I don't know whether it's good or bad, but people love to talk about weight loss. You know, go figure.
They do.
Later on, you'll hear some of your remarks. But first, we go to Capitol Hill. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. The reporters were surprised yesterday when Barack Obama stepped to the podium and delivered an impromptu and surprise news conference.
This gives an opportunity not just for Democrats to say, here's what we think we should do, but it also gives Republicans a showcase before the entire country to say, here's our plan, here's why we think this will work. And you know, one of the things that John Boehner and Mitch McConnell both said is they didn't think that the status quo was acceptable. And that's right there promising.
So Todd Zwillick, Barack Obama talking about how chummy he is all of a sudden with John Boehner and Mitch McConnell, the key Republicans who are fighting him on health care reform. Is this plan to bring everybody under a single tent with the cameras rolling going to work?
Well, we'll see. You know, there's a strong indication just overnight, John. There's a new Washington Post ABC poll out that probably sheds some light on why the president is doing this. You know, 57% of those polled said it was a good thing that Democrats lost their 60-vote filibuster-proof majority in the Senate. But an equal number said that the GOP isn't doing enough to find compromises with the president. So this, what this is turning into is a little bit of a game of chicken that the president sort of has control over. Hey, I'm going to reach out or appear to be reaching out. Republicans, your strategy of opposition, which has worked so well so far, this poll also showed that Republicans are gaining in the polls. This strategy that has worked so well so far, see if he can disarm them a little bit and force them into some cooperation. It's a bit of a game of chicken.
All right, well, we'll talk to you later this week to see if anyone blinks at all. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent.
Let's turn now to Louise Story, the Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. And Louise, we heard that China has added another title to its resume. They knocked Germany out of their long-held spot as the world's top exporter. What exactly does this mean? China ready to take over the world?
China is on the rise, Celeste. They had $1.2 trillion in exports in 2009, and Germany only had $1.1 trillion. If you remember back in 2003, Germany surpassed the U.S. in terms of exports, so now China's at the top. Everyone's going to be watching for other milestones from China. It's on track now to replace Japan as the world's second largest economy soon, behind the U.S., and then the question will be, when does it replace the U.S. as the largest economy? That's, you know, a lot further off, and it's still a question.
Well, China, they did overtake Germany as the top exporter, but their trade fell last year.
Right, but Germany's exports fell a lot more. Germany exports a lot of its goods to the rest of Europe, and you know Europe is having a lot of problems over there, and they're not buying as much, and so Germany's fell almost 20%.
So this is a status symbol? Is this a symbolic title that they have, or does this mean something in terms of their future?
No, this is not symbolic. This is real money. This is business. The more that countries are exporting, the more money that they're bringing in for their own residents to educate them and to improve their standard of living. So this is a true change in the economy, and it means a lot for our global economy.
Okay, Louise Story is the finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times.
It'd be interesting to sort of compare the product mix from Germany versus China. You know, the BMWs from Germany, the machine sort of value-added products versus a lot of raw manufactured materials from China. It's an interesting
and
sort of
and we've had trouble
picture.
With a lot of the exports coming out of China as well,
well
there, in terms of quality control. That's an issue.
And Germany's had some problems as well, but very interesting. Our last takeout is listeners crowing about weight loss. And I have to say, some of them made me a little bit nervous here. The First Lady announced that new initiative to combat childhood obesity yesterday, and we thought it's kind of hard for people to lose weight, okay? And we asked, let's get some tips from our listeners, the wisdom of our listeners. Sounds like there was a lot of success stories.
I lost about 30 pounds.
And I've just lost 61 pounds.
Lose 30 pounds in one summer.
I've dropped about 100 pounds, and my quality of life is just so much better.
You know, maybe we should start a cable show here. It's just a sample of stories you're telling us at 8778MYTAKE and posting to our site, thetakeaway.org.
There's a couple of different categories in terms of how people found weight loss success. There's exercising more.
This is Ann Arlen from New York City. My tea is working out four times a week. If I do that, I can eat anything I want anytime. And I get stronger, and it's fun.
My name is Val. I'm from Rhode Island. I just recently lost about 100 pounds, and it's just all about moving. And I'm not eating any less. I'm eating more, but of the right food. Move more, and just keep eating all day.
Also on our weight loss plan from you, the issue of what it is you're putting in your mouth.
This is Allison from New Jersey. I lost weight by cutting out carbs. I don't eat dessert, and I don't drink soda, and I lost 15 pounds. People were wondering how I did it.
My name is Ty. I'm from Hanover, Massachusetts. I became a vegetarian about 5 years ago, and over the course of those 5 years, I've lost over 30 pounds and feel healthier and great.
That is great. All of you contacted us at 877-8-MY-TECH. I love this slogan, move more and just keep eating. But remember, it's the quantity of how much you eat that's important.
My name is Maytel. I'm calling from Edison, New Jersey, and the way I keep my weight down is I take tiny bites of my food and really savor it, and I eat slowly. And by the time I'm done eating, I'm only eating half my food, and everyone else is completely done.
This is Russell Oak from Miami. My advice is to actually eat more. What you need to do is just eat small portions throughout the day, particularly the most important, right away in the morning to get your metabolism going. And then instead of eating three large meals, instead just eat small meals throughout the day. That'll get your metabolism moving and help you burn fat.
And, of course, this is a global story.
My name is John Mark. I'm from Australia. I moved from Australia 3 weeks ago, and I am amazed at the size of your portions in restaurants. It is, without any exaggeration, twice, sometimes three times the portion that we get served in restaurants in Australia. You could solve problems overnight if you halved portion sizes in this country.
I'll take that portion super small, okay? Some advice from the Aussies there. 877-8-MY-TAKE, your weight loss tips. It never ceases to amaze me that people love to talk about this. My take at thetakeaway.org. My weight loss tips? I don't have any. Can't you tell?
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.